I'm sorry, I had more on my plate than I could possibly eat. We're gonna have to do the rest another time.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say something about this hidden manna. We can go, sometimes we over-spiritualize things. You think about natural manna. Again, it was in the physical. The natural manna was something material in the physical. The hidden manna refers to that which is spiritual, but manna is provides life for you. So back in the Old Testament, and remember Paul said it's not spiritual comes first, but the natural, then the spiritual. So everything we see in the Old Testament refers to natural spiritual things. New Testament is spiritual things. So the manna in the wilderness sustain their physical life. The hidden manna, that is the spiritual manna, is the life of Christ that we need to feed upon. That's the hidden manna. But again, in the natural, the manna just didn't fall in their tent. And they would partake of it. They had to go out and get it. Likewise, in order for us to profit in the spiritual or the hidden manna, we have to seek after it and go out and get it. I'm reminded of the verse in Jeremiah. It says, you will seek after me and you will find me when you seek after me with your whole heart. So again, the idea of this hidden manna, spiritual manna, is it's up to each of us to seek after Christ with our whole heart. Amen.
Anything else to add to this? Oh, there's some chats. Let's see what they are. Who is Brother Joel? Everybody can join. I took away the waiting room, so there's no waiting room, and anybody can join. Yeah, some of the chats I miss. If it's important, just unmute and just do like Patty has done here and find a time and just say it. What'd you say? Well, nobody has any more hidden manna then to bring out? Anyway, just summarize it up. He that overcometh. There's something to overcome. What was Pergamos? What was the reward? I don't think I read that. What was the reward of their overcoming? I must have missed that. Oh, the white stone. White stone and hidden manna. What's the white stone? It says there's a new name written that no man knoweth, saving he that received it. What's this, white stone? Got a new name.
It could be that the white stone indicates that you're found innocent.
Yeah, that's one meaning, and that's possible. Somebody told me one time that when they would have a trial, and he was going to be either guilty or innocent, if he was guilty, they handed him a black stone, and he was probably going to be killed. If he had the white stone, he was free. But this is a special white stone. This one's got a name on it.
Well, you know, we're talking about being found innocent. It reminds me of what Paul said in Romans 5:4, 5, and 6, where it talks about the doctrine of justification by faith, and that we are justified, meaning we are, in essence, found not guilty, or actually we're found innocent because of our faith in Christ. So that, you know, it comes from a legal aspect of going into court and standing trial, and you know, being found either guilty or innocent. And, you know, spiritually, we are found innocent because of the blood covering, and which comes from our faith in Christ. So, you know, again, being found innocent, this white stone, would be because we have accepted the life of Christ and we're covered with his blood.
Well, I heard an evangelist one time. I thought it was kind of cute the way he said it. He said, well, we're going to be there in heaven, and in our pocket, we've got this white stone. He says, you go over to the other fellow and says, what's written on your white stone? He said, oh, no, I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret. Oh, you're not going to know what's on my white stone. So it says it's a new name. And, you know, Rita said new nature, okay? But it's only you that know what's written on that thing. And I'm looking at Brother Emma here, and I'm going to say, Brother Emma, what do you think your name is going to be when you get over there? You think it's going to be Emma? You think Jesus is going to call you that? I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking, what he's going to call me? He's going to name me something very unique and very special in regards to something that I overcame, something that I did. It's a name that only applies to me. Brother Emma, a name that only applies to you. You can't even make it up. You can't even think what it might be. But it's going to be so precious when you get that white stone, which isn't a natural stone, because you're in the spirit, brother. I don't know, somehow that white stone seems to have something to do with your whole life history. Your whole, everything that happened in your life since you became a believer, and how you won the prize. And you're the only one that can read it. But you know it's there. And he gave it. It is so special because you know that he knows, and he found the whole thing. I don't know how it works, but it's real. Well, amen. I suppose we can bring it to an end. I'll turn the recording off here.